Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Bez Hashem, we're starting and finishing Bli Neder Siman Tav Chav Zayin, and we will begin Siman Tav Chav Ches as well. So Siman Tav Chav Zayin, Kishrosh Chodesh Beis Yavim Hechos and Bishtaros. How do you fill out a ksuba, let's say, when there's 2 days of Rosh Chodesh? I was just at a chasana with 2 days Rosh Chodesh, and the chasana was on the first day of a two-day Rosh Chodesh. So what do you write? Do you write that it's the 30th day of Chodesh Av? Do you write that it's the first day of Chodesh Elul? How do you write it in a ksuba? So says the Shulchan Aruch, Kishu Rosh Chodesh Neyamim, when Rosh Chodesh is 2 days, Kosin B'shtaros B'yom HaRishon B'yom Rosh Chodesh Shehu Yom Lamed L'Chodesh Avar, that the first day of Rosh Chodesh, you write in the Shtar that it is that it's Rosh Chodesh, which happens to be the 30th day of the previous month. So you would say it is Rosh Chodesh Elul, which is the 30th day of the month of Av, and that's how it would be written in the Ksuba. V'aminyin L'Chodesh M'yom HaSheni V'Kosin Bo Be'ech L'Chodesh. And when we count the number of days in the month, we always count from the second day of Rosh Chodesh, because that's actually the first day of the month. Says the Rama, Haga, Kishema Abrin Hashana, Kosin Ba'adar Rishon, Adar Stamu, B'sheni, Adar Hasheni. When you have a double Adar, like we're going to have this year, I believe, so the Adar Rishon is just marked as Adar, and Adar Sheni is marked as Adar Sheni. So you don't have to call Adar Rishon Adar Rishon, just Stam Adar is Adar Rishon. Says the Mishaburu, Shu Yom Lamid, Ratzlom Shekach Kosvin. That it means to say, you write Shehu Yom Lamed V'das Habach Shekos from the Hepech B'Yom Lamed L'Chodesh Ploni Shehu Yom Rosh Chodesh Ploni V'chein Mashem Prim Gadim. The Bach and the Prim Gadim say it in the reverse order, that you should say that today is the 30th day of Av, which is Rosh Chodesh Elul. I believe that's what our minig is. I think that's what we do, that we say it's the 30th day of which is Rosh Chodesh. V'aminin L'Chodesh M'yom Hasheni Ratzlom Shemenu Maschil Limnos Yimei HaChodesh Haba Ki Hu Ikar HaKvius V'yom Shlosh M'rak HaShlom L'Chodesh Avar. Now we count how many days into Elul it is. So when it says on the thing over there that it's Zayin Elul tonight, it means that it's the Zayin Elul starting to count from the second day of Rosh Chodesh, because that's actually the first day of the month of Elul. Adar Stam, V'adin K'shem Avarchan HaChodesh Beis HaKnesses, when you do Birch HaChodesh in the Shul, in the Shabbos prior, when it's two Adars, the first one, you don't say Adar Rishon, you just say Adar on the first one, and the second one you say Adar Sheni. U'maskalas HaAchronim Danachon L'farish B'shneim Adar Rishon Yichtav Adar Rishon B'sheni Adar Sheni. But our minhag is not like that. Our minhag is that we actually identify each one for what it is. That we don't just call any of them Adar Stam, that Adar Rishon we call Adar Rishon. The only time we ever say Adar Stam is when there aren't two Adars, and that's, I think, our common practice. Now, Siman Tav Chav Ches, Elu HaYomim Shein Kovim Be'am HaMoadim. The following are the days where Yom Tov cannot fall out with our set calendar. Lo Adu Rosh Hashanah. You can't have Rosh Hashanah, that's the most famous one. You can't have Rosh Hashanah that falls out on a Sunday, a Wednesday, or a Friday. V'lo ga'u Yom HaKippurim. And it naturally follows that you can't have a Yom Kippur that falls out on a Tuesday, a Sunday, or a Friday. V'lo zeved Purim. And you can't have Purim that falls out on a Shabbos, a Monday, or a Wednesday. V'lo badu Pesach. And you can't have Pesach fall out on a Monday, Wednesday, or a Friday. V'lo gahaz Atzeres. And you can't have Shavuos fall out on a Tuesday, a Thursday, or a Shabbos. V'lo Hoshana Rabbah, nor Hoshana Rabbah. Lo gimel chan. And Hanukkah can't start on a Tuesday. V'lo agu tzom Esther, and Tainus Esther cannot be on Sunday, Tuesday, or Friday. V'lo badu tzom Tammuz va'av, and you can't have the Shavuos b'Tammuz or a Tisha B'Av on Monday, Wednesday, or Friday. What's the idea over here? So in the Bir Halacha, he just writes in Eli Yom Shein Kovin, he says klala inyan. The basic rule is liolam tzar kli roshlo yom kippurim biyom aleph v'lo biyom vav k'deishlo yishne yom kadosh. That you don't want to have Yom Kippur fall out on either a Friday or a Sunday, because then you're going to have 2 days in a row where all the malachas are asur min haTorah right next to one another. V'gam shali Hoshana Rabbah b'yom haShabbos, and we also are trying to avoid Hoshana Rabbah falling out on a Shabbos. Kidei shlo tidcha netilas haRava b'zatei detam kol ze asif. And with those two basic rules, that we don't want Yom Kippur on Friday or on a Sunday, and that we don't want Hoshana Rabbah on a Shabbos, that explains everything. That explains all of the different details that we just said in this sif. Did we finish over? La'olam b'yom shi'ah Purim yeh lag la'omer. And by the way, the day that Purim falls out, the day of the week that Purim falls out, is always the same day of the week that lag ba'omer falls out. V'simin plag. And the simin is Purim lag, right? Pei lamed gimel. U'b'yom shi'ah Chanukah yeh atzeres, kishiyu kisidra no chaserim. And on the day that Chanukah starts is the same day that atzeres is going to be, that Shavuos is going to be, when they are kisidran or they are chaser. So let's see what the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah explains this. Shein Kovin Behem, Ayin Atam Mishnah Berurah. It doesn't mean Mishnah Berurah, means in the Beralacha. That if you look at the Beralacha, he explains the reason. That's what we read already. That it's about not having Yom Kippur fall on a Friday or a Sunday, and it's about not having Hashanah Rabbah fall on a Shabbos. Ubiyom Shia Chanukah, Hine Bemeze Eino. That which he says, that the day that it's going to be that it's going to be Chanukah is always going to be Atzeres, is not really true. So Chanukah Efshalios Biyom Hei Zayin, Atzeres, Yefshalios. Because we already said that Chanukah could be on a Thursday or a Shabbos, but Atzeres can't be on a Thursday or a Shabbos. V'chanal, achein b'mishatel soferu. So that line must be a mistake. V'tzorich lomar ubiyom shia atzeres v'tzorich lios. It should be ubiyom shia atzeres yechanukah dainu achanukah sha'achrav. That whatever day Atzeres came out on, the Chanukah that follows is going to be that same day. Achein dezel davka kshani kesidra dainu cheshav v'kislev echad malei ve'echad chaser. But that's only if Cheshvan and Kislev, one of them is 29 days, one of them is 30 days. O Shneim Chaserim, they're both 29 days. Avol Kshashneim Maleim, but when they're both 30 days, Yavo Yom Alef Shel Chanukah B'Yom Sha'achar Atzeres, then the first day of Chanukah will actually be the next day of the week. Kigonim Yom Alef Shel Atzeres Chal B'Yom Rishon Yavo Chanukah B'Yom Beis. So the first day of Atzeres is Yom Rishon, so then Chanukah is going to actually be on Yom Sheni on Monday. So essentially, what we learned tonight is the following. First, we said that on the first day of a two-day Rosh Chodesh, we date a star, noting that it's both the 30th day of the previous month and Rosh Chodesh of the next month, but it's machlokas between the Mechaber and the Achronim as to what order we say those things in. And then we said that the first Adar is marked as Stam, the second Adar is marked as Adar Sheni, but the Mishmur says we're knowing to mark both of them by identifying that which one they are. And then we gave rules in the beginning of Tav Chav Ches of which days of the week Yom Tov can fall on, and it's all based on keeping Yom Kippur off of Friday or Sunday and keeping Hoshana Rabbah away from Shabbos. Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Si'if Beis. Everyone have a wonderful evening.